Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heart, right from the heart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mike incoming. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, Mike.
Good. All right, so my question, I guess, goes back to the Serena Williams crip walk thing.
All right, great.
So I guess that Drake mentioned her husband last fall on some sort of like diss track or something like that. So I guess my question is to you guys is, if you guys got called out in a diss track or rap song, would you be okay with your wife going to dance on his grave or do a crip walk? Would that change your thoughts on that?
Okay, so Mike's given a little more context, right? I guess Drake mentioned Serena's husband.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So that, does that change it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny that he's mentioning her.
Yeah.
And she's like doing that.
I mean, maybe I'm biased in my whole approach to this whole thing.
Oh, you are.
But like, it all just makes him look small.
Yes.
Like Drake just looks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he just looks like a little whiner.
To me, it just seems like him and Serena like broke up, but it, something happened. I don't know what meaning.
Right,
like,
not knowing any of the details.
Like, was he not over her? Was she not over him? But I mean, that's the thing about it. It's like, if she's gone about her business, why are you messing with her about her man?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, she's just out there being married.
He's up being married,
having babies.
Yeah. Why are you worried about her?
Killing it.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Why are you worried about her?
So okay. So my bias may be there, but it's also right.
Yeah. I was like,
he's just acting like
a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because that's what it feels like with a lot of this stuff.
It does.
It's like, what is this guy's problem?
Yeah.
Like, was he just up there in Canada acting like a little blank for?
Yeah, man.
I don't understand.
There you go.
So from that standpoint, like, I'm trying to put myself in that place of like, it's so hard to use as a real life example.
Right?
Okay. So my wife has an ex-boyfriend who releases a rap album and says something about me. And she's like, you know what I'd like to do is go be a part of another performance and I can help kick dirt on his demise.
I don't need you to feel. But my thing,
right, because I would just like to go punch him in the neck
because
myself.
Because the thing about us.
Could I be a part of it
too?
We
ain't rappers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no rapper. So you dissing me, we're going to have to fight.
Right, because I can't put a diss track out.
I know I can't put a diss track out.
Now, that would be very funny if Serena's husband had one song only and it was a diss track.
But we're going to have to fight. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes, you know, talking outside, like.
Right, you can't be, again, like, I know you guys had a relationship, whatever, but you need to get over it. She's moved on. She's married.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're going to talk bad about her, I don't know what he said. I didn't even know Drake and Serena had a past. Like, this is all new information to me.
Right.
You can't be making diss songs about her and me.
That's what I'm
saying.
We're over here having beautiful babies. You'd have moved on about 20 other different
women. Get a life.
Women. Move on.
Get a life.
Move on.
Yeah, but no, all that said, I think it's really funny that Serena did what she did. Like, she clearly wanted to be a part of it.
She's dancing.
I didn't know that there was that. Yeah. Serena's there. She's from Compton, too, just like Kendrick is. That's cool. The other thing that's kind of funny, too, is like, you know, in 2025, you just do radio shows sometimes, and people call up and ask questions about crip walking.
Yes. And how they call it that.
Like, that's...
Yes.
That's pretty amazing that's just become such a part of pop culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're just seawalking. Like, yeah, I guess. Like, you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
It's kind of funny. All right. George is in Stone Mountain. Hey, George.
Gentlemen. First, I want to ask, I got an opinion. I want to see whether you agree or not agree.
Bye, George.
Then I have a question.
Tim's in Smyrna.
Nobody understand, George.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Hey, Andy Reid. I appreciate that last little segment y'all had with BA. You know, just I call in once a month complaining that the Falcons don't take enough Georgia players, right? Randy, I watched you live in Sanford Stadium. I've been going out there my whole life, season ticket or both. But I don't really have a question. Just want to throw some stats. So since 1966, the Falcons have only drafted 12 in UGA players.
Yeah.
But Andy, I want to give you credit because you never brag. You never come back to any of this. The Falcons have 4 current Huskies on the roster, even the starting quarterback. And you never gloat. So I just want to take your lap. You're so humble about it. But that is 1/3 of the amount of dogs that the Falcons have drafted.
That's hilarious.
And I don't really, you know, just that's it. Maybe name the players that from the Huskies. But yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, there's some Huskies. I mean, you got Kevin King, obviously. Mm-hmm. Great story. Love seeing him get a chance throughout the season.
Yep.
Obviously, Penix. Mm-hmm. Trice will be there.
Yes, he will.
Hopefully, and he'll hopefully be a big part of the pass rush. And then Caleb McGarry, who I don't know what his future is, but he's under contract and he's the right tackle for now. So Caleb McGarry is on the team too.
There you go.
I don't know. Why would I gloat? What would I gloat about?
I don't know. But
I am really, really happy that Michael Penix is the quarterback.
Yes,
I'm super excited to cover Michael Penix.
This is going to be, we talked about you. Like your school, you love your school.
Right,
the players that went there. But the Michael Penix thing of this is going to be a funny, fun dynamic.
Yeah, no, they better.
Yes,
they better get good.
It's going to be a funny, fun dynamic,
or else I'm going to be on their ass.
Because I know my boy, and I know I know my boy. You got that face. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Because I think we've been pretty.
Yes.
I think we've been pretty honest and fair, and also critical at times when necessary of their team building. Well, now they got our guy playing quarterback.
Yeah, man.
So
it's going to be interesting dynamic.
Get this ship right. That was with a P.
Yes.
At the end of it.
I already know how it's
going to be. Better write this ship.
I already know how it's going to be.
Don't ruin this guy's career. All right? Don't do it. All right. Richard is in Noonan. Hey, Richard.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's funny how the freaking halftime show is the whole talk of this Super Bowl because it was that boring, but I have to. I got to call up Moan with you guys because, look, Eminem did the same thing. Mariah Carey. People do it all the time. I think this is called to me the Drake Hate Super Bowl show, and I think that people just ride. They just kind of riding Kendrick right now because he's hot. He's a great artist, you know, probably one of the best as far as introspective lyrics. But I'm just so sick of the Kendrick Glazing, man. It's just.
Are you a Drake guy?
I'm a hip hop fan. I love Drake. Look, I'm going to tell you something. My daughter put me on to Kendrick about 10 years ago, and I'm like, this guy's great. But right. I think people in the media just get on people so hard sometimes. Like the whole Cat Williams thing, for 10 months, Cat Williams was God.
Right.
And now he's back down to earth. Now Kendrick is God right now.
Right.
I feel like this right here. People hate Drake. And for decent reasons, you know, whatever. But to me, I think Kendrick's message was lost because it was so much emphasis on Drake.
I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that.
I don't want Kendrick to be known as Drake, the Drake person or whatever. I want him to be known for all the stuff he's done.
Oh, no doubt.
I totally agree with that, Richard. I think that's 100% right. And I mean, I think I've said that. I've certainly said that in my life. I think we've said it on the radio. Like, Kendrick Lamar's career
is not a song.
Is phenomenal.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And if this never happened, Kendrick Lamar's career
would
is
still be phenomenal. Yes.
Now, you know, lightning in a bottle with a beef. People love a beef. I mean, it's always been true. It may be more true now. Drama sells. We get it. I'm surprised, genuinely, at how easy it was for seemingly everyone to mm-hmm. just jump on the anti-Drake thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize so many people didn't like Drake.
I didn't either. Like, I didn't either.
It was like, dang, that was easy.
Yeah, I didn't
like,
either.
That was a surprise to me.
I didn't either, but I saw something, and Boosie was dead ass right about this. If I'm Drake, I'm not getting on none of y'all crap.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
I did my man Khaled. No.
Yeah.
No.
I've been sitting here getting
my ass whipped.
And nobody said anything.
And nobody said nothing.
Yeah, I thought we were buddies.
And now y'all, on some of y'all biggest songs of y'all career, I was on it.
It's true.
I'm not coming back. Y'all kiss my ass.
No, I know.
I would have done the same thing.
There's so many people that he has made so much money with.
Yes.
And also, be honest, for.
Yes.
Helped them make money. That just sat there and were like,
dude, did you see?
Sucks to be you.
I love me some Kevin Durant. They asked Kevin Durant what he thought of. He said, Kevin Durant said, basically, whack.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl, like. This is what I got. I love that. Say, if you gonna start, because you know I'm about loyalty, and I don't know. I think something happened with him, LeBron, before this pop up. This thing that happened. Remember the Kendrick pop up, and LeBron was there, and that, I think it was something before that that happened between him and Drake. Him and Drake.
Who? LeBron and Drake?
Yeah, I think something happened before then. But yeah, if I'm Drake,
God, the other part of it too.
If I'm Drake,
is like,
you damn right I ain't doing no damn hooks or nothing on your stuff. No,
I just like. You know, the reason you like people's music is because of the music.
Right.
Right? Like, maybe you like them as a person. Yeah. Maybe they're from where you're from. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different reasons. But, like, I like this music because I heard it and it was awesome. And I like listening to it. It was really good. I don't care who dated who. I don't care who dissed who at the awards show.
I can't analyze it that much.
I'm not. Yeah. Like, I just really like the music that these people make.
Yeah.
And the drama of it is so lame to me.
It's
like, it's so lame. But I also get that that's what sells.
Right.
And like, I get that. And I don't blame him for riding it to the money that he's made off of it and all that. I am hopeful that that was it. You know what I mean? That Sunday was it. And now Kendrick kind of goes back to being, you know, the artist that he was before, who just made really good songs and, you know, kind of hung out with his family and didn't say a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all the TMZ BS is so lame.
There you
go. So bad. All right, Tom's in Marietta. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I had a Kendrick question, but I since the last caller brought it up, I might just switch gears.
Okay.
Hypothetical question. Would you rather be built like Georges Niang, but 50 pounds heavier, but have unlimited shooting ability, or be built like Myles Garrett and just be a regular person?
Interesting. It's interesting. So, George is a big fella. They call him the minivan.
Yes, they do. Now, he's playing.
So, you got 50 more.
But, though, what I'm saying is, but he's NBA fat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would not want to be looking like Myles Garrett walking around Lenox Mall. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
But, like, you still get ladies if you look like that.
I'm sorry, dude.
Like, you're buff like that.
I'm just, whatever.
You go to the beach, whatever. you take your shirt off.
That was always the thing. Like, when you saw, like, that dude that's, like that dude is, like, 6'7 working at T-Mobile. You'd be like, damn.
Right, you must be really uncoordinated.
How you know, give me that damn height.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Give me that damn height. You 6'9".
No, but yeah, if I'm in the NBA.
Yeah, if I'm in the NBA,
What they say, ESPN says George is 6'7", 230.
So add 20.
I don't buy that. So add 20 and then 50.
Yeah.
So 300. So you're 6'7", 300. But you can shoot.
Man.
And you're in the league.
I'll take it, dog.
Yeah.
Because you know how much that Oliver Miller got looking like that?
Yeah. Big O?
Big O Oliver Miller.
Because that's how he was built.
Yes, I was
that's
built.
That's exactly how big he was.
You stayed eyebrows in it.
He made it sound like you'd be one of the league's best shooters, too.
Unlimited shooting?
Unlimited shooting?
Size irrelevant. You know, that's $40 million a year.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
You're a dead-eye three-point shooter right now.
I remember Oliver. Yeah.
Yeah.
I look like. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yes.
Plus, it means you just get to eat all the time. You don't have to be dieting.
Yes.
All that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Then you get traded by the Mavs at 24 years old.
Do you think that George Niang, well, he can, but like how, like what's the coolest dunk George Niang can do?
Oh, he's a
I was going to say he can dunk, but
he's
like.
He's a.
If he was in the dunk contest and he had to do his best dunk,
He's a one-hand guy.
He can't, like, throw it off the backboard?
I don't think so.
He can do the thing where it bounces off the ground because that actually kind of helps you.
Maybe a trampoline. Maybe he uses a trampoline to dunk.
No, he can dunk. I've seen him dunk in games. But, like,
he get flashy with it, though.
But yeah, you never know, man. I mean, he might take off and that thing between his legs. And
like the full neek?
Like the full.
Bring it down?
Yeah, like a Harrimani. Remember how Harold's bringing the thing over
Harold, there? Harold brought that thing so far down.
Yes.
And then dunked it over his shoulder. Yeah, that was crazy.
Maybe he can, I think he could do that.
I don't. Okay. All right, final question here. Dan's in Atlanta. Okay. Hey, Dan.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Yeah, so I know we're coming off the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Falcons fan, but New Orleans is probably one of my least favorite cities as far as hosting the Super Bowl.
Why?
So I'm just wondering, what are y'all top three? I'm sorry?
Why?
Just because it seems like it's only one thing to do. Like, once you leave the French Quarter, like, that's it.
Hmm. Oh, God. You got Bo, like, making all kind of faces right now behind the glass.
And Bo has your phone
and
number.
And Bo has your phone number.
Who's going to track you down,
but no,
Dan.
I think –
Thank you, Dan. We'll answer.
I definitely disagree with you. And everybody in the NFL that's ever been to an experience of the NFL at New Orleans, everybody says good things.
I just – honestly, I enjoy, like, the production of it on television is great because you get to use all the music.
Yes, everybody loves it. I say New Orleans. I say the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And call it Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my three.
Yeah, I mean, you can rotate those three. Put it in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Do New Orleans, Miami. Atlanta, and L.A.
Everybody loves the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They just love it.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say that before.
Now, he said he was a Falcon fan.
Yeah, that was a little bit of Falcon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Falcons, which is fine. Falcons bias, there's nothing wrong with that. What about the three worst Super Bowl cities? Detroit, for sure.
Yes.
Definitely
Minnesota.
One of the worst. Minnesota.
Where are they having it next year?
Brutal.
Santa Clara?
I hate Santa Clara.
Yeah.
And I hate that state.
Santa Clara sucks. It's not close to anything.
It sucks.
It's not San Francisco. It's very far from San Francisco.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It's really far. What else? It's terrible. Any other bad ones?
No.
No? All right, let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Andy regrets peeing on that dork's grass.
I do.
And he said, variety is something. I don't remember.
The spice of life.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you got to spice it up. Randy, speaking of that, no potpourri, no incense.
No, sir.
You're not spicing it up like that.
No spicing up. There's not a lot of downtime in the life of a miserable Falcons fan. Sometimes you might even poke fun at Super Bowl hosting cities for no reason. If you have on the same family reunion shirt, leave her alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Always question the 6'8 guy working at T-Mobile.
I'm just sorry. That was just a thing when I was growing up.
Maybe he used to play.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.